What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning. Another day, a Tuesday morning, a day off for the Eagles. I am Teron Davenport, your host. You are now tuned in to Locked On Eagles, a part of the Locked On Sports Network. And we're just going to bring you a conversation about Zach Ertz and what his possible injury means to that offense. So just looking at the play where it happened, Zach Ertz caught it in the flat. He turned upfield and he went to lower the shoulder on Ibrahim Campbell, a Northwestern graduate by way of Chestnut Hill, Pennsylvania. Yes, he's a local product. But the two collided, and in that collision, that resulted in one of his ribs, his upper rib, being displaced to his shoulder. That's a very strange injury, and I'm really curious how he's going to recover from that. I mean, just the fact that it's up there by his neck, and you know, it's dangerous. So they really have to be careful. He's going to be week to week. I don't think that he's going to be involved in any contact at all this week, and we'll see how he's going to heal from that. It's going to really take, as Doug Peterson said, it's going to be dependent upon a doctor's approval to return to the game. So he may not be available against Chicago. And I tell you what, the Bears, they like to run that 3-4 defense with Vic Fangio, who is one of the better defensive coordinators. So what you're going to see is probably a lot more Brent Celek. I think you're going to see more 11 personnel. We have one tight end and 3 receivers. That's something the Eagles opened up in against the Browns, and they used that a lot. And Zach Ertz was actually a focal point of the offense. So not having him there is going to be key, because it'll hurt Carson Wentz in that was his security blanket. You know, whenever a first down needed to be made, it was Zach Ertz that he was going to. Look at the 4th and 4 where he ran that quick slant and Wentz was able to fit it into a tight spot there and get him the ball on the slant for a 5-yard gain for a first down. So these are the things you have to be aware of. I think it's going to limit the Eagles as far as what they could do. They were already without the 3 tight end package that Frank Wright really likes. They were without that last week. And if Ertz is a no-go, they'll be without it this week. But I think what really is going to hurt is their ability to give the different looks that they are able to give with that personnel. When you have Zach Ertz and Trey Burton, these are 2 guys that you could walk out to wide receiver as well and create mismatches that way. When you look at the Browns or the Bears linebackers, that is an area where the Eagles would like to have attacked them, because you have the mismatches of Burton and Ertz against the linebackers. So that's going to be an area that's going to be taken away from them. But I guarantee you, you're going to see more of the running back lined up at receiver. You're going to see the running back more involved out of the backfield, whether it's Ryan Matthews, Barner, or Darren Sproles. So be sure to look for that. I think the game plan is going to change a little bit. There was 34 carries and 37 pass attempts last week. So I think that balance, you might get away from that balance, because it's going to be a little more difficult to run the football effectively against a Bears team as opposed to the Browns. The Browns have been terrible against the run over the last 2 years, and the Eagles showed that they are still susceptible to be, you know, to give up a big rushing day. You know, they gave up 133 yards rushing, which is quite a lot to give up, you know, and you don't want to do that as a defense. But nevertheless, with Zach Ertz being gone, that could definitely hurt the Eagles and their prospects as far as moving the chains, because that's really, you know, 4 of his 6 catches resulted in first down. So that's something that we'll have to focus on when you're watching the game. Trey Burton had the calf injury. He popped up on the injury list last Friday, and it was a game time decision to remove him, you know, from the active list on Sunday. Doug Peterson said that it's very likely that he'll be back on the list this week as far as the active list, and he'll be ready to go. And they're really going, they're going to need him, because let's face it, if Ertz isn't ready, the only other tight end you had that you could flex and use in the slot as much is Burton. So they're going to need Trey Burton. Celek is definitely an option in the receiving game. He's very shorthanded. He's a guy that is more or less an inline tight end, and he's the one that you use for blocking and things like that as well. He is their best blocker. And then when they want to run the three tight end sets, what they will do is they'll bring Matt Tobin in. Tobin will more or less, you know, be brought in when they want to get big and run that jumbo and run the football. And that's what you saw against the Browns last week. You saw them bring Tobin in. He was, in effect, the third tight end. He reported as a tackle eligible. And then in addition to that, they brought Bo Allen in and put him at fullback. So they went really big on one of their final drives. So that's something we could look for when they go against the Bears. I think it's going to be a little more of a shootout, so to speak, because the Bears offense is better than the Browns offense. You got weapons in, guys like Kevin White, the second-year receiver out of West Virginia. And, of course, Alshon Jeffrey, who's going to be a handful for these Eagles defensive backs. So they're going to need to be on their A game. You look at just some of the things that they were able to do. You had Zach Ertz, like I said, working the middle of the field and the intermediate routes, and then that allowed you to go deep to a Jordan Matthews for the first touchdown, and, of course, the Aguilar on the outside. I want to see if they get Huff involved as well, and Doriel Green Beckham. These are some guys that are going to have to get involved. They're going to have to use Beckham more in the slot, as well as Matthews in the slot, to kind of work as default tight end, so to speak. I mean, these are big bodies. So the whole idea of having a tight end flex in the slot is to get that big body, that big target for your quarterback to see in the middle of the field. So that's what you'll get from Green, Beckham, and Matthews. I'm looking forward to watching how this game is going to match up. You know, the Bears' defense is solid. You have some guys. I'm not sure if Pernell McPhee is going to be playing, but he's somebody that really gets after the quarterback. So you're going to need that tight end to get that chip on him coming off the edge. They like to move him around as well. So there are different guys that will be factors for the Bears. The secondary, I think, can be thrown on. I want to see the matchup of Kyle Fuller and Nelson Aguilar, because Fuller likes to press. Aguilar, as you saw last week, you know, he works the line of scrimmage really well. So there's going to be other ways that they're going to have to attack the Bears' offense, or defense rather, if Zach Ertz is not able to play. And I tell you, the injury was a surprise, because talking to him after the game in the locker room, he didn't seem like anything was wrong. You know, he's very complimentary of Carson Wentz, and he talked about just the game that he had, the one-hander that he was able to make, and there was no mention of that play. Now, apparently, when he got injured, he came to the sideline, and the Eagles training staff told him right away they told Peterson that he had a sprained shoulder. So they initially thought it was a shoulder sprain, but Ertz was able to play through it, and I think that's a testament to his toughness. I mean, you have a rib that's dislodged and you're still going out there and making the plays that he made, you know, that first down, you know, those catches on the sideline, you know, the one-hander, to do those things that he did despite the injury. Well, the one-hander came before the injury, but his other three catches did come after. So, man, what more can you say about Zach Ertz? You definitely have to give him credit for what he's been able to do. This is supposed to be a breakout year for him, so we want to definitely hope that he's not going to be out next week, because, I mean, you just want to see good football. That's how I look at it. You know, I want to see good football being played. I want to see a guy that's being the focal point of an offense get a chance to execute as the focal, the number one read on a lot of these plays, which is what Ertz is able to experience now in this offense led by Carson Wentz now. So, man, it's a tough thing for the whole Eagles offense, for the defense as well, because, I mean, let's face it, the two are interrelated. And when you have an offense is able to control the time of possession the way the Eagles did. I mean, 30-plus minutes, they had the ball, and that just allowed the defense to stay fresh. You know that Jim Schwartz wants his guys to go 150% on every rep, every snap, so that's why they're rotating in and out, even on the defensive line. So when you pull a major piece of the offense out like Zach Ertz, that definitely affects the whole scheme and just everything that goes on game day. So we will see whether or not Zach Ertz is going to play this week. It's really going to depend on his practice. I'm sure that he's going to be at the very least limited in practice. They'll be padded tomorrow, and then usually the Thursday practice and the Friday practice are a bit less intense. So not likely that he'll practice on Wednesday, but we'll see what happens Thursday, Friday. I think that Friday practice is really going to dictate the Friday or Saturday, because remember, it is a Monday night game, so the schedule could be a little bit different. But I think that practice 2 days before the game is going to be the one to determine whether or not Ertz is ready to go. And, I mean, who knows? It could be a game-time decision, so we'll see what happens. But that's the show. Just want to bring a quick conversation about Zach Ertz and just how I think the loss of him in the lineup will affect the team. We'll be back tomorrow for sure to talk some more shop. As always, be sure to follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. Subscribe on Audio Boom, Locked On Eagles podcast. And guess what, folks? iTunes. We are there on iTunes as well. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Locked On Eagles. And don't hesitate to give your review. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I want to know what you guys think of the show. I'm always open to criticism. Definitely love the compliments as well. So let me know areas that you would like to see improvement on the show. Let me know areas that you like from the show. So that's it. Be sure to tune in to the EaglesWire.USAToday.com as well as all of the podcasts on the Locked On Sports Network. Thanks for tuning in. We are out of here.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.